thank you for joining us live from Washington. I'm Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 12080 and 15775 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or at www.viewzimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Constitutional Court has nullified the expulsion of lawmaker Munyaradzi Kereke from the House of Assembly, effectively ruling out a by-election in Bikita West, which was being targeted by the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai.
The decision by the first respondent, namely the Speaker of Parliament, to terminate the tenure of Dr. Kereke's membership of the House of Assembly was null and void and consequently set aside, and for the avoidance of doubt that he remains a member of parliament.
An attempt by the Harare City Council to convene budget consultation meetings throughout the city starting today failed to materialize after residents and stakeholders did not turn up, saying the meetings were not publicized.
It failed to take place for a simple reason, because people are not away. We failed to notify them in time. We are going to reschedule it to a date that is conducive.
And the cash-strapped government clashes with civil servants over salary increases as it prepares for pre-budget meetings.
The associations that represent civil servants did meet yesterday to come up with a team of negotiators. So our team of negotiators to the National Joint Negotiating Council is now in complete, and we just delivered it to the minister this afternoon.
The Constitutional Court has nullified the expulsion of lawmaker Munyaradzi Kereke from the House of Assembly, effectively ruling out a by-election in Bikita West, which was being targeted by the MDC formation of former Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. The court endorsed an out-of-court settlement reached yesterday by lawyers representing ZANU-PF, Kereke and the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Our correspondent Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the Harare Court.
The full bench of the Supreme Court, sitting as a constitutional court, today endorsed an out-of-court settlement reached by Kereke's lawyers, ZEC, and those representing President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, which expelled the lawmaker for defying orders to pave way for the party's favorite candidate, Elias Musakwa, Speaker of the House of Assembly. Jacob Mudenda declared the Bikita West seat vacant after ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Didmus Mutasa, wrote to him advising that Kereke had been expelled from his party. The endorsement means that Kereke will remain the Bikita West Member of Parliament. Kereke's attorney, Advocate Louis Uriri, said the Speaker of Parliament aired when he declared the Bikita West seat vacant, as Kereke had satisfied all requirements to be a candidate in the July 31 national elections. Kereke, whose ZANU-PF candidature was accepted by the nomination court, went on to beat the party-sponsored candidate Musakwa and Heya Shoko of the MDC formation of Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai.
The decision by the first respondent, namely the Speaker of Parliament, to terminate the tenure of Dr. Kereke's membership of the House of Assembly was null and void and consequently set aside, and for the avoidance of doubt that he remains a member of Parliament.
Political parties, including the newly formed National Constitutional Assembly, had already started preparing for the Bikita West by-election. Uriri said Kaseke will continue to work with ZANU-PF.
Well, he was expelled from ZANU-PF. He says he remains ZANU-PF at heart and that he cherishes the ideals of that party and that he'll continue to propagate its views and hopes one day to come back to its ranks.
Studio 7 failed to get a reaction over the latest developments from ZANU-PF spokesperson Rugare Gumbo. Meanwhile, ZANU-PF last week suspended its chairperson for Mashingo Province, Love Moma Tuke, for allegedly defying a party directive not to sign Kereke's nomination papers at the nomination court to contest the Bikita West seat on the former Revolutionary Party's ticket in the July 31 national elections. In other court news, a Harare High Court judge today freed jazz singer Duduzile Tracy Manenga on bail pending appeal in a case in which the musician was jailed for 18 months after she pleaded guilty to knocking down and killing a cyclist in Harare's Meborene suburb in 2010 whilst she was driving without a license. Manenga was ordered to surrender her travel documents, report once every week at Avondale Police Station, and continue to reside at the given address until the matter was finalized. Manenga was sentenced to a 24-month jail term by a Harare magistrate, but 6 months of the sentence were set aside for 5 years on condition that she does not commit a similar offense. The musician, who possessed a provisional driver's license at the time of the accident, was also fined $300 or 3 months in prison for driving without supervision. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.